before Scottish War contacted us, we turned the tap on in the kitchen, it was coming out brown. It was almost like it was sand coming out, out of the kitchen tap. So we let it run for about an hour and it kept on continuing like that. So we just presumed that obviously there was something wrong. We phoned Scottish Water up. They said that they were aware of the problem. We got a recorded message. And then obviously we're told that we got a note through the door. We can't brush our teeth. We can't go for a shower. We can't use the water. And there's rumours flying about saying that it's been contaminated with a lot of other crazy substances, which I don't believe. But then this morning at 6:30, 7 o'clock, the car came round and somebody in a tannoid was shouting, "This is Scottish Water. Please do not use the water," which obviously we've not done. But it's just, it's been a bit of an inconvenience. You can't even have a cup of tea. You can't wash, can't brush your teeth. So we've had to go to the shops first thing and get water, and meant to be round with water. My mum even phoned me from Dundee to say don't drink the water. I said I was aware of it. Apparently it's on the news, I don't know, but it's just been really inconvenient.
And obviously a lot of the local schools are closed as well, so that means people trying to find alternative arrangements for kids and so on.
Absolutely. We got a text from my son's school, Taylor High, at 8:20. I'd already got my son up and ready for school, and I was just saying, right, that's me, I'm off to work. And then I got a text at 8:20 to say that the school's cancelled, apart from those going on a trip to, I think, the Inverness or something like that. So that's him being inconvenienced as well. I could have been away a lot earlier, missed the traffic, and it's a bit of a nightmare. It's turning out to be even worse. So hopefully it gets sorted out as soon as possible.